Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Yud Tes. We will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Towards the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara had made a statement. Loi Rabbi Yosef Savak Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva that a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin. Loi Rabbi Kiva Savak Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosef how Rabbi Yosef learned that there is a concept, as we've been discussing, of a Revi B'Kodesh, that a Revi B'Kodesh is the final degree of Tumah by Kodesh, and if it comes up to Revi, then it's Pasul, as we've discussed many times. When something comes to the final degree of Tumah, the Halacha calls it Pasul, not Tumah. Revi B'Kodesh is Pasul, it's the final degree of Tumah. And the way Reb Yossi, as we're going to see in a moment, knows that there's a Revi B'Kodesh is based on a Kal V'Chomer, and says the Gemara that Reb Yossi does not agree with, Reb Kiva does not agree with that Kal V'Chomer that Reb Yossi learned. And now the Gemara discusses that statement we just learned. Amalei Reb Ashi L'Rav Kahana. Bishlam Reb Yossi L'Sov L'K Reb Kiva. This that we just said, Reb Yossi does not agree with Reb Kiva. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Omer Rabbi Yossi, how did Rabbi Yossi indeed learn Menayin L'Ravi B'Kodeshu Pasul? How do we know that the final degree of Tumah by Kodesh is a Ravi? According to Rabbi Yossi, by Maisi Sheni in Chulin, the final degree of Tumah is a Sheni L'Tumah. By Truma, the final degree of Tumah is a Shlishi L'Tumah, but that's the final degree. And by Kachim, the final degree is a Revi B'Kodesh. How does Rabbi Yossi get to know that halacha? V'dinhu, he says it's based on a Kal V'Chomer. The Pasuk says, regarding a woman who is Oyoledes, a woman who had a baby, the Pasuk says, B'Moshi Mei Tahara, when she finishes her days of Tahara, Leben or Labas, whether she had a boy or a girl, as we've discussed numerous times, the Torah in Parshas Tazria tells us that if a woman has a boy, she's tamei for 7 days no matter what, and then she's tohor for the next 33 days. By a girl, everything doubles. She's tamei no matter what for 14 days, and then she's tohor no matter what for the next 66 days. And then we learned that after those days are up, the 40 days by a boy, the 80 days by a girl, the Pasuk says, as we were just starting to read, that she has to bring a carbon. The Torah says, U'b'moyshi mei tahara, l'ben o l'bas, tovi keves ben shenosu l'oilo, u'ben yoyna o'itor l'chates, a'pesach o'amoyd al'koyin, v'kriva l'fnei Hashem, v'chipa o'leh v'tohara. The Torah says that even though she is Tor, since she didn't bring a carbon, as far as Kachim is concerned, she may not eat Kachim or enter the Beis HaMikdash until she brings a Kabonis. This woman is called a Mechusa Kaporim. And actually, this is by any person who was Tamei, that part of the Tara process involves bringing a carbon. The halach is that they are considered a mechusa kapurim, and they may not eat kachim or enter the Beis HaMikdash. And furthermore, if they touch kachim, the kachim become pasul. And we can learn through a Kal V'Chomer as follows. Ma mechusa kapurim, a person who is a mechusa kapurim, who has to bring a carbon, but has not yet brought the carbon. These chumras that we've been discussing regarding this individual is only by kachim. Shemut b'truma, such an individual is mut b'truma. Still, as we've been learning, he's pasul b'kodesh. Shlishi, so then certainly a shlishi who's more chumra, because a shlishi is more chumra than a mechusa kaporim, because he's pasul b'truma. As we said a moment ago, the final degree of tumah by truma is a shlishi. Ein Odin, certainly he should have the ability to make a Revi B'Kodesh. The Chachamim that disagree that a sheni makes a shlishi by truma, by chulin, they will agree that a sheni makes a shlishi by truma. And the way they're going to get to that is through a kal v'chomer. Just like a tful yoyim, which is tar l'chulin, still, he may not eat truma. Similarly, sheni, who's a posel by chulin, certainly he should make truma posel. A very similar type of kal v'chomer. What is the difficulty with this kal v'chomer? The obvious difficulty with this kal v'chomer is that we're trying to learn the halacha of kachim from truma, because it was saying if kachim have a chumrah that a mechus of mechusu kapurim, as we began today's shir, if kachim have that chumrah, then certainly if kachim have that chumrah should apply by then we should even treat kachim even more chumrah, and even though truma only goes to a shlishi, that would not be the halacha by a that would not be the halacha by a. By Kodesh, it will go to Ravi. That's the way we need to understand this Gemara. But if we're going to learn, as we've discussed previously, if we're going to learn the halachas of Kachim from Truma, so what we learned in our previous year, that there's a concept of Daya Lava Minadin, Lias Kanidin. We learn one subject from another subject, it can't be more chomer than the subject we're learning. So if we're learning Kachim from Truma, so yes, we should say that if Kachim goes to the degree of a Shlishi, if Truma goes to the degree of a Shlishi, so also Kachim. But how are we able to go further and say that even because it's more Chomer, it should be a Revi? Isn't that a contradiction to the concept of Dayoi that we've discussed so many times? So Rashi and all the Rishonim asked this question. And the tarets that most Rishonim give is that the Gemara teaches us that when do we apply the concept of Dayoi? We only apply the concept of Dayoi if we will still have a Kal v'chomer. But if by applying the concept of Dayoi, the Kal v'chomer will be, nothing will be learned from this Kal v'chomer, then we don't apply the concept of Dayoi. And therefore here, yes, if we were to apply the concept of Dayoi, we cannot come to the halacha of a Revi B'Kodesh. But if we would do so, we wouldn't have a Kal v'chomer. Therefore, the Kal v'chomer stands. Continues Rabbi Yossi. We learned that there's a concept of Shlishi B'Kodesh from the Torah. With that, we don't need a Kal v'chomer. Because another Revi, we learned from the Kal v'chomer that we just discussed. Because if we did not know that there's a Shlishi B'Kodesh Midaraisa, the Kal v'chomer that we just learned, we would need to establish that there's a concept of Shlishi B'Kodesh. Only because we already know that there's a Shlishi B'Kodesh, so the Kal v'chomer is not needed for that halacha. So since the Kal v'chomer is not needed for that halacha, it must be here to teach us this halacha of a Revi B'Kodesh. So says the Gemara, how does Rabbi Yossi indeed know that there's a concept of a shlishi b'kodesh, the mina Torah, the ksiv abasa shiiga b'chol tamei lo yoichel. The Torah says that if kachim touches any kodesh, you may not eat it. Milo yaskinen, doesn't the pasuk also refer to a situation that naga b'sheni, that the kachim basar touched something which is a sheni l'tuma? And even because we know that a sheni l'tuma is called Tomei. How do we know that Sheni L'Tomei is called Tomei? Because the Torah, when speaking about a Kli Cheres, says, Kol Asher B'Toicha Yitma. Anything that's in the Kli Cheres is Tomei. And as we've discussed previously, how does a Kli Cheres become Tomei? That if you suspend a Sheretz in the Kli Cheres, even though it's not touching the walls of the Kli Cheres, it becomes Tomei. Then the Kli Cheres, the Sheretz is an avatoma, the Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, the food that's inside it is a Sheni L'Tumah, and the Torah calls it Tomei. So we see that something which is a Sheni L'Tumah is called Tomei. And the Torah says that anything that comes in contact with something the Torah calls Tomei by Kachim will be Tomei. So we see that there's a concept of a Shlishi by Kachim. So now, if we already know that there's a concept of a Shlishi B'Kodesh, then we now have the Kavachomer, Revi, Mekavachom, Kedemrinan, the Revi, that there's a Revi B'Kodesh, that it's possible, we base on the Kavachomer we began today's Shia with. Now, makes the Gemara's point. So that's how Rabbi Yossi knows there's a Revi B'Kodesh. Says the Gemara, V'Sal Kedatach, if we're going to say that Sovek Rabbi Kiva, that he agrees with Rabbi Kiva, that a Shlishi L'Tumma is even possible by Chulin, Nisni Nami Revi B'Truma, so we'll have the Kavachayim that we just mentioned a few months ago, that we could say that if a Tful Yoyim makes Truma Tamei, which we don't find by Chulin, what will that Kavachayim teach us? That Chulin goes to a Sheni, and Truma go to a Shlishi. That Chulin goes to a Shlishi, now we'll have a Kavachayim and it'll go to a Revi. And then we'll have the Kavachayim that Rabbi Yossi just said, and we'll take Kodesh one step further, and we'll make it into a Chamishi. That means, if Rabbi Kiva holds, there's a Shlishi by Chulin, and then we have the Kavachayim that Truma has the Chumra of Tful Yoyim, that'll make Truma go to the degree of a Revi. And if after we'll establish that Truma goes to the degree of a Revi, we'll have the Kavachayim from Mechusa Kippurim, it'll take Kachim to a Chamishi. The fact that Rabbi Yossi doesn't take Truma past the Shlishi, and he doesn't take Kodesh past Revi, obviously, he doesn't learn, as Rabbi Kiva learned in the previous year, Yitma. That when the Torah spoke about Yitma by Oichlim, that are Sheni, and Rabbi Kiva said that the word Yitma should be explained as Yitamei, that it goes even a step further, obviously Rabbi Yossi does not agree with those Limudim. Ella, so now we've proven that Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva. Ask the Gemara, El Rabbi Kiva l'savak Rabbi Yossi, how do we know Rabbi Kiva does not agree with the Kavachomer that Rabbi Yossi just said? Menolon, answers the Gemara, Amalei, because if Rabbi Kiva were to agree with Rabbi Yossi, so since Rabbi Kiva already has a Shlishi by Truma, since Rabbi Kiva already has a Revi by Kodesh, if you're going to apply the Kavachomers that we've been discussing according to Rabbi Yossi this morning, today, we would then take Rabbi Kiva to Revi and Chamishi. Says the Gemara, there's nowhere in Shas that we find somebody who holds that there's a concept of a Revi by Truma, that holds as a Chamishi by Kodesh. And if everything we're saying were to come together, we should find at least one Tana throughout Shas that would hold that there's a Revi B'Truma and there's a Chamishi B'Kodesh. And then we would be able to say, name Rabbi Yossi. And we would name Rabbi Kiva. And we would say, it follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Since we can't find such a Kavachomer, since we can't find such a Mandomer, it must be because Rabbi Kiva does not agree with the Kavachomer that Rabbi Yossi established in our Shia today. Why indeed doesn't he agree with the Kavachomer? Because Rabbi Yossi learned that the Chumra by Truma is because a Tful Yoyim that touches Truma makes it possible. You can't bring a Raya from a Tful Yoyim. A Tful Yoyim, how did a person become a Tful Yoyim? The person became a Tful Yoyim is because he was an Avatoma, and after being an Avatoma, he had to go to the mikvah. And we said as far as Truma is concerned, even though he went to the mikvah, he still needs to have Harav Shemesh. So his Tumah emanated from being an Avatoma. When we speak in Al Gemara about a Sheni making a Shlishi and a Shlishi making a Revi, we're talking about something which was a Sheni L'Tumah. Maybe only by a Tful Yoyim, whose Tumah began in a very serious manner, by being an Avatoma, therefore he has that Chumra. We can't learn from there to anywhere else. The next point, we also wanted to learn from a Mechusa Kippurim. From Mechusa Kippurim, we wanted to learn that's why whatever the halacha is by Kachim, we take it a step further. Again, we would say the same concept. A Mechusah Kippurim started off his Tumah by being an Avah Tumah. That's why we're so strict with him. But maybe somebody who didn't start off his Tumah in such a strict fashion would not have that halacha. So that's why Rabbi Akiva does not agree with the Kal V'chomer. And since at this point the Gemara is saying, we find nowhere in Shas that Rabbi Akiva, that there's a Tana that says there's a Revi B'Truma or there's a Chamishi B'Kodesh, it must be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with the Kal V'chomer for the reasons we just stated. And that's why he also will hold there's nothing more than a Revi and a Chamishi. But we see that Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi taught us these Kal V'chomer and Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with them. Ask the Gemara, the fact that we never see in Shas that there's a opinion that holds a Revi B'Kodesh, a Revi B'Truma, a Chamishi B'Kodesh, doesn't mean that there isn't such an opinion. Anon Ahachi, Nekev and Nismach, is that something that we could rely on to build Halacha? Says the Gemara, indeed, that is not enough of a proof. Says the Gemara, Nofak Rav Ashi, V'Tema Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi, in some say, was Rav Kahana, went out, Dok U'Ashkach, that show us explicitly that Rabbi Akiva does not hold of a Revi B'Truma or a Chamishi B'Kodesh. Hada Tanan, there's a Mishnah Masechta Chagiga. The Mishnah Masechta Chagiga says, Hakli Mitzar Masha Toichel Kodesh, that if you have one vessel that is, has in it food that's Kodesh, and there are two sides of the vessel, and there are foods on the two sides of the vessel, and somebody who's Tomei touched food that's on one side of the vessel, the food that's on the other side of the vessel, even though it didn't touch the food that was touched by the person who's Tomei, is considered as if it touched, and it's Tomei. What about, we'll say that the reason it's Tomei is because the Kli became Tomei, because then we go back to the Halacha, that Oichel can't be Matama Keli. So if the Tomei person touched the Oichel on one side of the Keli, the fact that the Oichel is touching the Keli wouldn't make the Keli Tomei. The only reason the Oichel, the food on the other side of the Keli, is Tomei, because they're all in one vessel. The Tanan, again, Hakli Mitzaref Masha V'Toichel Kodesh. Av Loyla Truma. That's Halacha strictly by Kodesh, not by Truma. And it says further, Varvi B'Kodesh Pasul, the final degree of Tumah by Kodesh is Revi, Hashlishi B'Truma, and the final degree of Tumah by Truma is Hashlishi. Varam V'Chivar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Meidusha Shem B'Kiva Nishnas Mishnah Zu. This Halacha that we're learning in this Mishnah was something that Rabbi Akiva taught us. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masech, the Ijaz teaches us. Hoyser Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, in teaching us this halacha about Tzirif Keli, said that this adin of Tzirif Keli, also a soilus v'aktaris v'alvona, the flour, the aktaris, the alvona, g'cholim, the coals, sh'im nogat tfulyoim v'miktsasam, that if a tfulyoim touched part of them, the halacha is pasul's kulon, they all become pasul. Why do they all become pasul? Because again, we apply the concept of Tzirif Keli, and everything in the Keli becomes Tomei. What does it say here? That even though Rabbi Akiva is teaching us Hilchas Tumah, he's saying Revi in, that what is the final degree of Tumah? A Revi, Chamishi Loi, but by Kodesh, it doesn't go all the way to being a Chamishi. And by Truma the same, Shlishi in, it goes to the degree of being a Shlishi, Revi Loi, but not to Revi. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds that doesn't go further than Revi Chamishi. It must be that he doesn't agree with the concept, with the Kal V'chomers that Rabbi Yossi taught us. For again, if he were to agree with those Kal V'chomers, then he would need to take Truma to Revi and Kodesh to Chamishi. Alma Kesavar, so says the Gemara, this that Rabbi Yochanan taught us, that the Mishnah Chagiga who taught us the halacha of tzirif, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that this entire concept of tzirif is only midrabbanan. It's not midraisa. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva, as we just said, used the concept of tziruf by gecholim and levoina, that if part of them are tamei and they're in the same keli with other gecholim, they're all tamei. Now let's think about this: the gecholis, the coal, the levoina, the spices are all non-edible. If they're non-edible, they shouldn't be tamei. They're not an oichel. Why are they tamei? Because there's a new halacha of chibas hakodesh, that anything that's used for kodesh is considered very significant, and since they're considered very significant, the halacha is that if part of them is tamei, that they become tamei even though they're not an oichel. But we're basing the so that we just said siruf by objects, by items that only are tamei midrabanan. So must be that he's of the opinion of that the whole din of tziruf is only midrabanan. The pligi, it says the Gemara, this that was saying that the concept of tziruf keli is only midrabanan disputes what Rav Chanan said, because Rav Chanan's opinion was tziruf midaraisa, that the concept of tziruf keli is a din deraisa shekinema. The pasuk says kaf achas asar zov maleik tyrus. Hakosav also komash b'kaf. The Torah treats everything that's in one spoon kachas, that it's all one. This pasuk is talking about the ktiris that the Nesiim brought on the Mizbeach. We know that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when the Mishkan was inaugurated, for the first 12 days, as is discussed in Parshas Nosoi, each one of the Nesiim brought a carbon, and everybody including their carbon, kaf karas kesef, that was the weighed shloishu meim shkolim. They brought a mizr kesef that weighed shivim shkolim, that was full of silas, the kaf zov, and they brought a golden spoon that weighed asar shkolim, that was full of ktiris, and they brought a pile, parva ayil, the keves l'oil, sar l'chatas, Shnei parm v'shnei elim v'chamisha atudim v'chamisha kemosim l'shlamim. That was the carbon of every day. It's a very interesting question that the Panim Yofas asks. The Gemara teaching us that how do we know, according to Rav Chanan, tziruf is the deraisa? How do we know that tziruf is the deraisa? Because the pasuk says kaf achas asar zov. So ask the Panim Yofas, why do we learn it strictly from the halacha of kaf achas? Why don't we learn it from one of the other psukim that we just discussed, karas kesef echas, mizrak echav kesef, that in that you put the soilus, and that, so why do we dafka learn from the kaf? So he answers, the kara and mizrak had soilus on them. So we could say that the soilus wasn't kodesh when you actually brought it. They didn't make it kodesh until the last moment. Because something like soilus, which is designated for carbon, if it's left overnight, it will become posel. So since it wasn't kodesh, where are we explaining that there's a concept of tziruf keli? We only apply the concept of tziruf keli by something which is kodesh. The soilus wasn't kodesh. The ktiris, however, there is no issue of lina. They prepared the ktiris for the whole year. And since they prepared the ktiris for the whole year, and then they used it whenever they needed, there is no issue of lina, and the kairos that they put into this keli was there for kodesh. So the only place that we could say that that there's tziruf keli by kodesh could only be taught from the halacha of kairos. The Noida Behuda and Madura Kama Yerideya Simon Ayin Vav uses this gemara that says that tziruf is a concept. That from here we learn, the Gemara Masech the Shavuos, that Flamet Hei Amar Beis discusses, that if somebody wrote the Shem Hashem, and then he wrote a letter after Shem Hashem, so we know that we may not ever erase the Shem Hashem, the halacha will be that we can't erase the words that are after the Shem Hashem. Because if we're learning tziruf, anything that combines with something gets the same halacha as that, so the halacha that should be that it should be asur. However, if you hold that tziruf is midrabanan, we could be more lenient. The Noida Behuda disagrees, because
Because Nidvi Yehuda says, if the halacha of what letters are connected to the Shem Hashem are kodesh, because they're connected to the Shem Hashem, and we apply the concept of tziruf, the Gemara over there differentiates between letters that are before the Shem Hashem versus letters that are after the Shem Hashem. If we're going to use the concept of tziruf, we shouldn't differentiate. The Shabina Rav, in the Shas HaTshuvas Doiviv Mishorim, Chelik Aleph Simon Aleph, also discusses that if you have a letter connected to the Shem Hashem, so we know that whenever we have a Sefer Torah, if there are two letters that are connected, we have to make sure that they're separate, otherwise the Sefer Torah is possible. So the question is, what will be if there's a letter connected to the Shem Hashem? Will we be allowed to erase it? Because do we apply the concept of Tzirah Kli? So he says, the Shabina Rav says a beautiful vart. He says, if we look in the Gemara in Masechet Chagiga, which we quoted earlier, which teaches us the halach of Tzirah Kli, the Gemara says there, Kol hatzorach l'kli, that anything that belongs in the Kli, ha-kli mitzarfoy. Then the Kli has the ability to connect. The kosh ain't tzorach l'kli, but whatever doesn't belong in the Kli, ain't ha-kli mitzarfoy. The Kli doesn't connect it. So even though we're talking about something that's connected to the Shem Hashem, but even though it's connected to the Shem Hashem, it's not supposed to be connected to the Shem Hashem. Since it's not supposed to be connected to the Shem Hashem, and a Kli Mitzarfoy, the Kli doesn't have ability to make it Kaddish. Continues the Gemara, Tanan Hossam. We learned the Masechet Idyos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. It speaks to a machat, a needle, shenimtzis v'bosor, that was found in Bosor Kotshim, shasakin, the knife that touches this machat, v'yadayim, the hands of the koyan that touched this machat, tahiris, remain tar, v'abosor tomei, but the bosor in which you found the machat is tomei. Continues the Mishnah, nimtza b'perish, if it's found in the waist of this animal, hakel tar, everything is tar. And the Gemara in explaining, and Rama Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva in explaining this halacha says, so chinu, the way we are able to understand this, Shein Tomas Yadayim B'Migdash. We learned in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel, that Shlomo Melech made a gzeira that as far as kachim are concerned, the hands are always tamei. And before you could eat kachim, you have to be toivel your hand. Chazal, as we learned there, took it a step further, that if a truma as well, you can't eat truma until you wash your hands. But the Gemara there, on Daf Tezvav Aleph, teaches us there's a difference between kachim and truma. For kachim, you have to toivel your hands in the mikvah. For truma, it's enough to wash your hands. And the reason is, as the Gemara explains there, yodayim askan yisayim. The hands touch everything, and therefore they make the truma non-edible. If we touch the truma with dirty hands, and therefore Chazal said you should wash your hands before you eat truma. Rashi also comes to explain there that we also have to be concerned that the hands maybe touch tumah, and therefore we require you to wash your hands before you eat truma. Of course, Rashi has a question. If that's the concern that your hands touch tumah, then your hands are rishon l'tumah. And if that's the case, why are your hands considered in halacha only a sheni l'tuma? They ought to be considered a rishon l'tuma. Moreover, he says, if your hands touch something which are tamei, it's not just your hands which are tamei, your entire body is tamei. So why is it adequate just to wash your hands? So the Ran answers, the Chazal were not concerned that even if your hands touch something tamei, that they touch something which is an avatuma, because that's highly unlikely. They were only concerned that if it touched something tamei, it touched something which is a sheni l'tumah. So again, so Rabbi Kiva says that this halacha doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. What? Because Chazal, and we had this concept in the previous Urim, Chazal were concerned about hefset kachim. And if we're going to say that everything that your hands are tamei, then we're going to always have a concern that everything in the Beis HaMikdash, if you didn't wash your hands, or you didn't tovel your hands, are tamei. Like Gazru, And then the Neimah says, asked the Gemara, why did he just say that Ein Tumas Yodayim B'Migdash? He should have said, Ein Tumas Yodayim V'Kelim B'Migdash. Because the halach is that a keli that doesn't become tamei, the keli that came tamei from which is not tamei midaraisa, it's only tamei midrabanan. The halach is the midaraisa keli only becomes tamei from an avatama. We discussed in previous shurim the Chazal said that a liquid which is a rishon tama can make a keli tamei, and that's why the sakin should become tamei from mashkin that are on the meat that became tamei from the machet. The fact that Reb Chanina said that the knife is tor is a raya again that we don't apply the halacha of tumas kalim. This new chumrah of tumas kalim wasn't learned in the Beis Hamikdash because of hefset kachim. So the Gemara's question is that when Reb Akiva made the observation that we're lenient with Tumas Yodayim, he should have also made the observation that we're lenient with Tumas Kalim. Amar Yehuda, Amar Ravi, Tamer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Yodayim, Koyim, Kseris, Kalim, Nishnu. This whole halacha of Tumas Yodayim was established before the whole halacha that we just learned, that Kalim become Tamei, Midrabanan, and therefore Rabbi Kiva cannot make this observation because there was no such a thing as Tumas Kalim anywhere when he made this observation. Ask the Gemara, Omer, Rava, is that true? For Tavayu, these both halachas, the halach of Tumas Yodayim, the halach of Tumas Kalim, Boi B'Yom Gazru, were both established on the same day. The Tanan, the Mishnah in Masechta Zovim, Perikei Mishnah Yudbeis, teaches us, HaSefer, any one of the Chavdal Tzvarm of Nevi'im, are Tamei, because what they used to do, again, this is from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yodalid. What they used to do is they used to say Truma is Kodesh and Sfarim are Kodesh. And they would put the Truma next to Sfarim. And mice would come to eat the Truma and they would ruin the Sfarim. So that's why they said that the Sefer is Tamei and they won't put Truma next to it. Vayidayim and hands that were unwashed, Vatfulyoim, that person went to the mukveh but didn't have hair of shemesh. For oichlam akelim shenitbem mashkin. These are all were made in one day. So you say, can't say where Rabbi Kiva made his observation about yadayim. He didn't make an observation about kalim because the whole din of tumas kalim with rabbanon was not yet established. So again, why didn't Rabbi Kiva include that in his summary of that mishnah? Elam arava hanachla tumasakin. We can't ask a question regarding the knife. We can't extrapolate halachas about the knife. The fil b'chulin nami matama. Because even b'chulin, that we have no reason to be concerned of hefset kachim. We're talking about chulin. We still don't have to be concerned. Because ask the Gemara, why would you want to say that the sakin, the knife, is talakamei? Hai sakin the nagamai. Exactly what did the knife touch? Ilema the nagabe basar, it touched the meat that became tummy because of the needle that was in the meat. Ha'ein oich matama keli. The halacha is that a food can't be matama keli. El the nagabe machet. You're going to say that the knife touched the needle directly. The halacha is that the machet is not an avatama. And a keli, which is only a rishon l'tuma, cannot be metama a keli, even with rabbanon. Because midaraisa, a keli cannot become tamei only through an avatuma. Chazal did not say that a rishon l'tuma is metama keli, only a rishon l'tuma, which is a mashka. But here we're not talking about a mashka. Here we're talking about a keli. So ein keli, a keli which is a rishon cannot be matama another keli, which is another keli. So that's why Rabbi Kiva didn't need to make any observation, because this isn't a special halacha by kachim. This is a halacha that would apply everywhere. So the Gemara is speaking about this needle. So the Gemara wants to understand what is the story of this needle. Hai machet mayavidite inayim besofik machet. If we're talking that we found a knife, if we found a needle in the meat of a carbon, and we don't know if it's status, if it's tummy or not, Ask the Gemara. Vitmer Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Chad Amar once said, when Chazal made a gzeira on the saliva, of refined saliva, we don't know if it's tummy or not. Legazru, they didn't make the gzeira al-sofka rekim Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, because they wanted to keep Yerushalayim tar, they didn't say that if we find saliva, we have to be concerned that it came from Azov, and Azov's saliva, it's Meyanus Azov, is an avatoma. The Charama, Legazru al-sofka kelim Yerushalayim. The same thing wasn't done by kelim that were found, that we don't know its status. So why are we being strict about the machat? Answers the Gemara Amar Yehuda Merav, Kigan Sha'avalai Machat Tamei Meis. He knows that there was a Machat that was touched by Tamei Meis. A Machat that's touched by Tamei Meis becomes an Avatoma. We learned at the beginning of the Sugya, Cherev Harei Kucholol. So anything metal that comes in contact with Avatoma becomes an Avatoma. And then when he slaughtered this animal, Hakir Bebasser, he knows that's the knife. That's the needle that's a avatoma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avinama, different teretz. Kigon shayis apara chasuma, that the cow in which you found the knife was muzzled, and bar mechutz Yerushalayim. So yes, we're being lenient about kalim that we find in Yerushalayim that we don't know the status, but that's only outside of Yerushalayim. Inside Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, we are machmer. So since we're machmer outside Yerushalayim, this machat, because the animal was muzzled from when it arrived in Yerushalayim, it must be tamei. We have to treat it like tamei, and that's why we're machmer on the machat. Gufa, says the Gemara, going into this halacha that we spoke about, Sofek Toma, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Charam alay gozer sofek haroikim Yerushalayim, saliva that's found in Yerushalayim, we don't have to be machmer. So Charam alay gozer sofek haikelim Yerushalayim, we don't have to be machmer on kelim that we find in Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, Roy and Tanina. We already learned this in a Mishnah regarding the saliva and Kalil and Tanina. For says the Gemara, Roy and Tanina, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masech the Shkolim, Periches Mishnah Aleph teaches us, Kol Roykim and Nimtzu Bishalayim Tarim. All Roykim that's found in Yerushalayim is Tar, Chutz, Mishel Shuka Elyon. That was a place where all the people who were Tameh would gather to stay away from everyone else. Therefore, there we have to be Machmer. And says the Gemara, Loi Tzricha. The new chiddush that we're learning here is she'afakav this chazik zov, that we saw a zov walk in the place where the roik was found. Since we saw a zov walk in that place, it should maybe push us to be machmer. We learned that we don't have to be machmer. Kalim asked the Gemara Tanin also, the Tanan, the Mishnah there teaches us, kol ha'kalim nimtzoim b'Yerushalayim, all kalim that are found in Yerushalayim, derech you read the lebeis ha'tefillah. If they're found on the way down to the base field, there are two paths. There was one path leading to the mikveh, and there was one path going away from the mikveh. Because they didn't want the people who were tamei to come in contact with the people who were tar. So it says, Kol ha-kelem nintzoyim b'shalayim, or kelem that are found in b'shalayim, derech yiridu l'beis ha-tefillah. If you find them on the way down to the mikveh, they're tamei. If we see from there, only specifically on that path, are we makbid on kalim? Hada alma anywhere else in Yerushalayim when we find the kalim the tar? Ask the Gemara Tameich. Let's learn that Mishnah further. Eima seifa derech aliyah kalim that are found on the path going away from the mikvah taira. So it seems specifically only on that path, since that's the path that leads away from the mikvah. That's why we consider the kalim tar. Hada alma if they're found anywhere else in Yerushalayim the tameim. So we have here a stira, contradiction, and how to understand. How do we treat a keli that's found not on the path going to the mikveh or not on the path leading away from the mikveh? Ella, we have to say reisha dafka, that only the path, only the kelim that are going to the mikveh tamei, anywhere else, seif alav dafka. It's not only the path leading away from the mikveh, anywhere in Yerushalayim. Lefuki gizyaisa. What? So why does it say derech aliyah tayra? To teach us that if there are little roads that people also can use in going or coming from the mikveh, since sometimes people don't use the main path to the mikveh, they use one of these side paths, any kalim that are found on one of these side paths, we're going to have to be machmer and also treat them as tahor. There are those that say that kalim that are found on the path going to the mikvah are certainly tameh. Kalim found on the path leaving the mikvah are certainly tahor. And kalim on these side paths are not certainly tameh, like Rashi learns, but they're a safek tameh. Ask the Gemara. Rav the Omer. Rav who interpreted that Mishnah where we found the needle in the Ba'asar. It's talking about a situation where he had a machat that came in contact with a tameis. And now when he shechs the behemoth Vekira, he knows that Vekira Ba'asar, he knows that's that needle. Kivin Damamar, since we learned, as before, B'chalal Cheref, that any metal, Cheref Areka Cholo, so why is the halacha that only the meat, why is only the needle tamei? Or the v'kelim namilatima? Then the people who came in contact with that machat, or any kelim that came in contact with that machat, should also be tamei. The Mishnah says that the sakin that came in contact with that machat, the person who came in contact with that machat, are tahor. But if the machat, based on the halacha of cherev areku cholol, is an avatuma, an avatuma, a keli, which is an avatuma, make people and other kelim tamei. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi. We learn from here, Zois Ameris, the Azor is Rosh Hashanah, that the Azor is considered Rosh Hashanah, and it's referring to a situation when we're not quite certain if the person or the knife touched the machat. And as we've discussed so many times, Havel is Sofek Tamar Rosh Hashanah, and call Sofek Tamar Rosh Hashanah Sveikai Tahar. We learn from the Loch of a Soita that if a husband did kinui and stira on his husband or his wife, and then we find the woman was alone with that man, the halach is that she's also to her husband until she drinks the mei saita. Why? Because safek tumah is she's treated as tameh. Now, where does the entire situation of a saita take place? In a private area. So from here we see that safek tumah b'shus hayochid is tahor. And we're saying that the b'shus rabim, that the Beis HaMikdash, however, is considered a Rosh Hashanah, and it's considered a Rosh Hashanah, even, I saw that the Or Sameach says, that the halacha is that even in a place when there's nobody in the Rosh Hashanah, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's always been considered a situation of a Rosh Hashanah. And Or Sameach says that even though there's a din of Mishmeris, that normally everything that's in the Beis HaMikdash has to be properly secured, other v'kelim don't have that din of Mishmeris, and that's why here there's a special kula that wouldn't apply anywhere else. What's the diik? Ha b'rishus hayochid. The diik here is that such a situation happened b'rishus hayochid, then we would apply that locha tzafik to b'rishus hayochid as tamei. Ask the Gemara, michtei, hay machat dovashem b'idas l'shol. The machat doesn't have any intelligence. And kol dovash ein bo das nishol, bein mishus haram, bein mishus hayochid, sveik tahor. As the Gemara Masechta Soita teaches us. We're learning the din of Sofek Tumah from a Soita. A Soita is a human being with intelligence. So therefore, by something which has intelligence, that's where we differentiate between Sofek Tumah b'rishus hayochid and Sofek Tumah b'rishus harabim. But the machat, the sachin, both of them don't have any intelligence. So why are we differentiating between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? Answers the Gemara, shouldn't have a sofek tumah b'bidei adam. There's a person who's been working with this needle and meat. V'ama, Rabbi Yochanan, sofek tumah b'bidei adam. If the tumah emanates from a person, nishalom aleihem. The halacha is, it's considered like a sofek tumah. It's considered like a sofek tumah on a person. Vafilu b'kli hamana agabakarka, even a keli that's on the ground, k'davashesh b'idas l'shoil, it's treated like a human being. So Rashi gives two pshatim. Since we can ask, the first pshat, she says, since we can ask a bezdin what to do in this situation, so since we could ask a Rav, a Bezda, what to do, so it's considered like a Shaila that belongs to people, it's considered like something Shiesh B'Das L'Shol. But then Rashi says, it's not referring to the Bezdin. But the question is, It's on the person. The person has to know what to do. And since the person has to know what to do, then that makes it yesh boy das l'shul.